Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, can I just say this is not a quick fix plan that's being proposed?
No, we're talking about 2 years and $100 million or something like that. A pretty high build here. But, I mean, it's not often that you have to straighten out a high-rise.
But they're talking about 10 years for it to start falling back into place even after they put it in place.
Well, okay. So this is Jeff and Patty. This is one of those things where you got a problem, and it's almost like a contest on a game show for the solution. We have a high rise in San Francisco, the Millennium Tower, which made big news because it was sinking. At least one corner of it was sinking. This is a high rise tower that is full of exclusive apartments, and one of the corners on what we'll call Fremont and Mission, it was sinking, and it sank about 18 inches and resulted in a tilt of about 14 inches, and if you're down there, you can see it. And if you drop a ball in one of the apartments, I don't know what's more shocking to see, it roll across the floor or the look on the owner's face. But to straighten it, you have a choice. You either lift up the part that's tilting, or they've come up with this other idea, which is reinforce the part that has been tilting and has actually stopped tilting. It stopped tilting about 2 years ago, and they've tracked it for that long. And then let the other side, you brace the tilting side, and then let the other side sink down to meet it. So in other words, they're correcting the tilt by having it tilt more.
And that's what they're going with?
Yeah, in the other direction. Yeah, Patty, that's what they're going with. They're going to give it a shot. That's the idea. It's like I said, you've got it tilted, so brace the part that's already tilted down and let the other kind of settle on it. It's going to require closing a lane of traffic for a while, so that's going to it'll be a controversial. It's also going to take a big meeting of all the lawyers and all the insurers to come up with the money, and they expect that possibly done in August, and then with work actually to begin in November, but they're hoping to actually start it in October.
Yeah, because you got a whole bunch of different lawsuits going, right?
Oh, God. I don't know what's going to cost more, fixing it or settling all the lawsuits. You know, I've been watching it for years, and I've got to tell you that most of the people I know that or have come across during the course of this story that actually owned condominiums in this, and they were not cheap. I mean, they were talking, you know, million-dollar places. They've actually moved out and are renting the places right now. And so you've got most of the people when you talk to about the Millennium, they're actually tenants. But you have owners, and you have to, everybody's going to get assessed. You're going to have questions between the builder, the architect. There was even a question if the building, the city's building next door of the big Transbay Terminal may have caused some of the earth to slip and create the tilt. So it's going to be an engineering wonder, an engineering solution, and a legal nightmare all in the next couple of months.
I hope those tenants are getting a big break on their rent.
Or on their taxes when they get reassessed, huh?
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.